You're listening to Focus on the Bible.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Focus on the Bible show. I'm Freddie Coyle, the president of Focus Evangelistic Ministries, and it's my pure joy to join you today. I'm so blessed by the Lord to be back in the studio today. I'm about 3 weeks post-surgery, which is the second brain surgery that I've had in about 8 months. I appreciate so many of you and the letters and messages we receive about your prayers for us and how that you've represented us in your church or Bible study group. It's such a humble pleasure to know that people love me and are praying for me and lifting me up to the Father. I know that I'm in God's hands. I know that my future belongs to Him. I can tell you by way of update that these last 3 weeks have been a slow go, but every day I've felt a little better, and today I feel so good. It's been so wonderful to walk with the Lord, to enjoy Him in these days, and I would ask that you continue to pray for me, and thank you for your support of our ministry and our family. We'll go forward together with the Lord. Now today on the show, I want to share with you a deep burden right from my own heart. It's out of my own personal experience and observation. This is not highly scientific at all, but more based on my own experience of watching, listening, and knowing what's going on about me as I travel and open God's Word to wonderful people. Not long ago, on a Wednesday night, I went by a church. It was a very prominent church. It had a very popular denominational title on the sign out front, and the parking lot was completely empty. An empty parking lot, right at the time when historically we have midweek church, and that's when all the youth groups come together and the youth ministries are in full force. But this very prominent church had an absolutely empty parking lot. And friend, I'm afraid that probably that's not the only church that had no kids to meet around God's Word on that night. And that's a burden in my heart. I want to go forward. I want to see an increase in our churches. I want to especially see an increase among our student groups. And yet what we see rather than increase is more and more emptiness. I've noticed for some time now, year after year, as I travel and speak in summer camps, that year after year, the student generation knows less and less about God and the Bible. Something is wrong, and something has been wrong for a long time. We need to figure this out. We need to beg God for a way forward that makes sense, a way that is about God's Word and the communication of it to a new generation that will be able to take that truth and sustain it in their own generation and move it forward into the next generation. And yet what I find year after year is that they know less and less about the Bible. They have fewer and fewer experiences with God as He answers their prayers, as they have a day-by-day walk with the Lord. We can do better. I'm sure we can. But this is a deep burden on my heart today. I noticed for a long time that we have been swamped by watered-down Bibles. In my view, this is at the very heart of the problem that we're having in our students losing their way in their faith. It's watered-down Bibles. It's Bibles that don't carry the power doctrines of the Word of God. It's Bible versions that are being written more in the format of comic books than the Word of God. And there's the idea that we need to make the language plainer and plainer and just more everyday common usage of words and phrases. Well, you couldn't do that with Shakespeare's works. You couldn't do that with the great literature works of the world. People who love good literature would cry out. But who's crying out for the Bible? Who says, no, this is not the right way to go? This kind of Bible that you're introducing us is not the Bible that I know and love, that I was raised with, that gave me the great truths of the faith. In one particular church, there came a time that they replaced their King James Bibles with another version. In fact, in that church, I'll tell you, it was an NIV Bible. It became the official Bible of the ministries of the church, including the student ministries. They even got Bibles for the pews, that anyone who showed up to that church without a Bible would have one. It was an NIV. And what I noticed was year after year, those students in those ministries knew less and less. And when I would call on them to read from their own Bibles, there were some very strange sounding Bibles. And that when I could have private conversations and ask good questions and probe and find out how much they knew about the Bible, they knew less and less. Now, there's a way that you can test this in your own life. Just ask someone from a ministry, could you tell me what is the doctrine of justification by faith? And where would you find justification by faith in the Bible? I think you'll probably find what I found. So few people in the student generation know what justification by faith actually means. Another question that you might ask is, could you tell me about the seal of the Holy Spirit? And where does the Bible teach the seal of the Holy Spirit? I think you'll find what I found. That very few students know about the seal of the Spirit that's God's promise for every believer in Jesus Christ. It's not being taught. And sometimes when it is taught, it's taught by a watered-down pretend Bible that doesn't really give the facts of justification by faith and the sealing of God's Holy Spirit to every believer. There's another one, too, that's under attack today and has been for a long time, and it's time that people called it for what it is. Now, I'm afraid that some of you might be offended with some of the things that I'll say in this very broadcast. But, friend, maybe if we'd been more concerned, rather than about who we might offend, but if we'd been more concerned with delivering the goods to a new generation of students who were hungry to know God's word, but we were failing in our job, maybe we'd be in a better place. The deity of Christ is under attack. They don't know that Jesus Christ is forever God. They don't know that for everlasting, Jesus has been God, the Creator. And that he's the future coming and everlasting king of the world. They don't know these things because it's all so watered down for them. And there's such a low passion for the delivery of doctrine to the student generation. It seemed all of a sudden that everyone was concerned so much about being cool. And they were so concerned about just teaching the student generation how to morally behave. Let's just have our kids do the things that are right, and so they won't be an embarrassment to us. But it's much better to teach doctrinal truth from the Bible, that they understand who they are in Christ, what they've been given in Christ, their new identities in Christ, and all those great and wonderful promises of God to the believer. So that when they wake up in the morning and set out for a new day of adventure that they set out with God to walk step by step, moment by moment through that day, making the kinds of decisions that children of God should make who are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, some of those newer and watered down versions of the Bible simply say that that one who's going to be born in Bethlehem, who's going to be king of Israel, is ancient. Well, ancient is not the same as everlasting, is it? All my life, when I've read Micah 5:2, I read that that one born in Bethlehem is going to be the king of Israel is everlasting. That's a long way from ancient. And this is what's happened that has robbed whole generations of people who ought to know so much more about God and the Bible from the truth. A low passion for delivering the Word of God. And when the word is delivered, it comes in a watered-down package. I want to open my Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2. These are our marching orders given to us from Paul the Apostle. This plan works. It worked for a long, long time that generation after generation after generation had the truth sustained to them so that the 10th generation knew the same truth that the first generation knew because of faithful men who continued to deliver the word of God. Paul wrote this to Timothy, 2 Timothy now 2, and verse number 2, he says to all of us now, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." That's the command of Paul to Timothy. Paul was doing that. What Paul received from the Lord in the desert at Arabia, Paul took out and found other faithful men. Timothy was among them. And he taught them how to teach others, and he put them under this command of 2 Timothy 2:2, so that they would go and reach other faithful men who would find some other faithful ones who were so hungry to learn and who themselves would become reproducers of other reproducers. And friend, this is what we're losing now. Is an unbreakable chain that goes all the way back to Jesus Christ that is full of faithful people who receive the truth from other faithful people, and they're so passionate about it, they'll now find others who are hungry to know, and they themselves will teach others who also will reach others. So we need to get back to our Bibles. We need to get back to the truth brought in the Scriptures of God, and we need to fully believe that God can continue the work that he started so long ago and that he promised to continue until he comes. And now, friend, I want to tell you, maybe you're not certain right now, but God loves you. He loves you just the way you are. He knows about the wrong things that we've all done. He knows about the death penalty that we owe him. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and Jesus Christ came to pay a bloody cross worth of sin when he died for us. He rose from the dead, and the gate of heaven is wide open now, and a Savior is receiving all who believe in him. If never before, won't you trust in Jesus right now? And you too can have everlasting life.
Thank you for joining us to Focus on the Bible. As we wrap up this episode, I want to share an opportunity for anyone between the ages of 12 and 18. Our youth camp, Grace Farm, is kicking off its summer camp soon. Each session is a week of solid Bible teaching and adventure that shouldn't be missed out on. If you or someone you know is interested, check out our website, gracefarmonline.com, to learn more and register for camp. That's all for today, but if you have any questions or comments about this episode or another biblical topic, feel free to mail them to Focus Ministries, P.O. Box 498, Danielsville, Georgia, 30633.